Hello and welcome back to Have You Seen It? I'm Maggie, and in this episode I have a mystery thriller from Vietnam to tell you about. Are you ready? Let's go. So this week I have the show Scarlet Hill from Vietnam. Like I mentioned a couple of days ago, this is the second out of three new countries, but before I give you some fun facts about Vietnam, let's go over some basic info about the show. It came out in 2022 and is an HK film production. The name of the show in Vietnamese is Chai Hoa Dao, which translates into Red Flower Farm, and I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. But it's available on Netflix. There is only one season so far and it has 8 episodes. The show takes place primarily in Scarlet Hill, which as far as I can tell is a fictional place north of Da Lat, Vietnam. Vietnam's official name is the Socialist Republic of Vietnam and it is located in Southeast Asia. It is bordered by China to the north and Laos and Cambodia to the west. The body of waters that it touches are the Gulf of Thailand to the southwest and the South China Sea to the south and east. There are no shows that take place within 300 miles of this show, but some fun facts about Vietnam are it is the world's leading exporter of black pepper and cashews. There are over 45 million motorbikes in Vietnam, which is about for every 2 people there is one motorbike, so that's a lot. It is the second largest coffee exporter behind Brazil. It is responsible for 10.5% of the world's coffee. It is home to the world's largest cave. Son Dong Cave was only discovered in 2009. It is located near the Laos-Vietnam border and it costs about $3,000 to be able to tour it. And finally, pointing at someone or something with your index finger is considered rude. So if you need to point at someone, use your whole hand. Also, pointing with your middle finger is not uncommon, so if you do go and see people using it, they aren't using it in an offensive manner, they're just pointing people out in a non-offensive manner for their culture. They speak Vietnamese in this show, there are no audio alternatives, and for the subtitles, above the line is English, Filipino, Korean, simplified Chinese, closed caption Vietnamese, and Indonesian, and below the line is Malay and Thai. Again, I don't know what that line means, I don't know if the ones above the line are available worldwide, and the ones below the line are only available here in the US, but more and more shows are having that line, so I will distinguish between what's above the line and what's below the line. It may be different where you are. The show is rated TVMA. The disclaimer that Netflix has for the show is language. The disclaimers that I have for the show is there is sexual assault mentioned and showed in this show, as well as you do see a dead dog in the opening moments, so beware of that if you choose to watch the show. The links to all the websites where I got the information for this show, the fun facts, and any other information that I did not use my memory for are going to be linked in the description of this episode as well as in the caption for the post that I made for the show on Instagram. Okay, so the cast for this week's show is made up of kind of like the main little family, which is Mr. Luo, who is played by Quoc Vy, his fiance, Mrs. V, who's played by Cho Mayen, and her son, Bao, who's played by Pha Minh Ayen. And they are, again, the kind of the main little family that we follow. The other person associated with Mr. Luo is Mr. Song, who is played by Tung Min. He's sort of Mr. Luo's right-hand man, kind of. Like, he's his driver. He kind of helps him out in, like, a lot of different ways. So he works for Mr. Luo. And I will say that he is there up at the mountain or up at Scarlet Hill before they arrive. So he kind of, like, made sure everything was, like, ready for them. But when they get up to Scarlet Hill, the locals there are made up of Mr. Ting, who is played by Tian Bin, his wife, Mrs. Van, who is played by To Tai Ha, his mother, Ba Wang, who is played by Han Tui, and his brother, Chuk, who is played by Van Ke Tien. The other people that are up at Scarlet Hill are Mrs. Rai, who is played by Nan Hoa. I'm not quite sure what her job is, but she and her family work at Scarlet Hill, and she watches Bao a couple of times when they, like, need her to, so I'm not really quite sure what job she has, but she does play a role in the show. Next is Tai Mao, who is a fortune teller that a few characters go to in the show, and he's played by Chong Nin Wen. And the other characters I will mention are the police officers Detective Bak, who is played by Le Xuan Tian, and Detective Meng, who is played by Le Quoc Nam. There are some other characters as well, but these are the ones that play the biggest roles that I can tell you about without giving anything away. Also, I do just want to say, if I pronounced any of those names wrong, I do apologize. I did try my best. Vietnamese is a very tonal language, and I apologize if I messed any of them up. Okay, so the description that Netflix has for this show is: a businessman brings his fiance and her young son to a scenic resort and quickly finds himself embroiled in a murder investigation. Before I get into the opening moments, I do want to say that Scarlet Hill isn't really a resort while they're there. Mr. Luo is hoping to turn it into one, but it isn't one yet, so I feel like that's kind of a little misleading of a scenic resort. It's not a resort quite yet. But anyways, it opens with an aerial shot of the area, and it is beautiful, like breathtakingly beautiful. It looks so peaceful and serene, and I would 100% vacation there. But the shot closes in on a man in a boat in the middle of a lake fishing, and at first it kind of looks like he may be dead, but pretty quickly you find out that while the old man in the boat may or may not be dead, the guy floating face down in the water definitely is. He's floating towards the old man's boat, and when he bumps into it, he wakes up the old man, who is just taking a little nap, slumped over, scary position. But he jumps when he sees the dead man's arm and almost falls out of the boat from shock, but he stabilizes himself, and then it goes into the intro. So right off the bat, they're kind of giving you a little, you know, somebody definitely dies. But when it comes back, it tells us that it's a few days earlier, and we see Mr. Lu, Mrs. V, and Bao in their car driving up to Scarlet Hill. They are in a heavily wooded area, and V and Bao are in the back seat playing a game of guess which hand is empty. Bao loses, and Lu tries to join the fun by asking if they want him to sing a song, and immediately you know that Bao does not like Lu. V is like, yeah, come on, and she does the arm movements that go along with the song as Luo sings the little tune, and Bao cuts him off saying he doesn't want to play anymore, so he's not a fan of his mom's fiance. Both of the adults don't say anything, and they just kind of stop. Lu looks upset that Bao doesn't want him to join, and V glances at Luo with a look that's sort of like, it's okay, don't worry about it. Lu then asks Bao if he likes adventures and tells him that there are many interesting things to do while they're there, and Bao doesn't budge. He says that he doesn't like adventures and what if he slips and falls to his death, and V is like, that could happen, but mentions how he likes animals and that while the city only has dogs and cats, there are many more types of animals up there. And Bao says, I'm a big boy now, I'm not so easily fooled, and V says he sounds like an old man sometimes. And while Bao isn't willing to give Lu an inch, it is a cute little moment between the three of them, or at least between V and Bao. While Lu is telling Bao about the fact that there are mysteries up in the woods, he hits something with his car. Bao hops out of the car first, and he goes to the back, and when he goes to walk, like, behind the car, he stops short and yells to Lu, it's dead. V joins him, and Lu follows quickly behind, and V slowly approaches the dog. It's a dog, by the way. And you can see the dog shaking, and it has labored breathing. I'm pretty certain this is a real dog. And I know dogs in shows and movies can do, like, amazing things, but I don't know how they got this dog to lay like it does and shake, because it looked like a dog that had actually been hit, and it's very sad. And if it's not a real dog, bravo. And if it is, that's one hell of a trick. But while V is leaning closer to the poor puppy, its eyes snap open and are red, like glowing red, which causes her to jump back. Lu catches her, and when they look back at the dog, its eyes are still closed, so they don't wait around for some weird things to happen. Lu says something about not knowing where it came from and how sad it is, and V says that they should move it to the side of the road because she doesn't want people to keep running over it. Bao gets back in the car, and we see his point of view of Lu using a shirt or something to help drag the dog off the road while V is watching. He then takes some leaves, that is Lu, and covers it up before they both get back in the car. And of course, the mood has taken a sharp 180 because you just ran over a dog. As the drive continues, they pass by some fields, and V sees a woman wearing a long sweater or sweatshirt with the hood up over her head, facing away from the road. She's walking really slowly before stopping and slowly turning towards and looking at V. You can't see her face, but her skin looks beyond pale, like creepy pale. V doesn't really react, but does look to be thinking about it while you can't really tell what she's thinking, I don't know, but Bao interrupts her thoughts by telling her that he needs to pee, and Lu says he will pull over, and does. Lu opens Bao's door and says that he'll go with him, and Bao says, "Mom said not to go with strangers." This kid hates this guy so much, and I'm kind of here for it. Lu again looks hurt, but he says that it's okay, and that Bao is just shy, and that he'll get used to him soon. And it's like, I don't think so. But V gets out, and her and Bao don't go very far. She takes about 3 steps, and he goes about 10 feet at most to the nearest tree. So I don't really know why Lu was like, "I'll go with him." Go where? Like, V gets out of the car and is standing by the car. But it's like he's acting as if they were about to like go off into the woods. They're next to the road. Like, they're right there. But anyways, V tells him that Bao should hurry up if he doesn't want to get bitten by something. And again, Bao says that he isn't a little kid anymore. He's 7, just so that we're all clear. But he then says cheekily not to peek, and V says she knows and looks back away from Bao, but then looks back towards him. And when she does, she sees the woman again standing in a field. I am about 99.99% certain that she is in a different field. And there is no way that enough time has passed for her to be able to get to the second field. And when V blocks out the sun so she can see better, the woman has just disappeared. She's just gone. And while V is looking like, where did she go? She hears a dog growl. And of course, there is no dog when she looks around. But Lu gives her a little scare and asks her what's wrong. And she mentions that she heard a dog howl. And Bao says he didn't hear anything, and Lu suggests maybe it was the wind. And she doesn't say anything, but you can see her knowing what she heard, but not wanting to argue with either of them. And then they get back in the car and they continue their way to Scarlet Hill. And this is where we meet most of the other characters. The first person we see is Tai Mao, the fortune teller, who's outside his home. And he looks back at V in the backseat of the car. We don't actually meet him yet, but we do see him. There's a slow motion moment on Tai Mao of him watching the car, which is a little weird. But once you learn he's the fortune teller, I guess it's a less weird. I don't know. It's still weird. But they keep moving on, and then we meet Song, who comes out of the house and greets them. Lu introduces V and Bao to Song, forgetting that V has met him before, which she reminds him of, and he says he must have forgotten because he was old and scatterbrained, and Song jokes that there's nothing wrong with being old as long as V stays young and fresh, and touches her shoulder. And Bao steps between them and gives him this look of like, back off. So Bao doesn't like any guy touching or being close to his mom. Song gives Lu a look, who just shakes his head like, let it go. And when they go inside the house, both V and Bao look around loving it. Lu asks if they like it, and V says, "You sure splurged this time?" And he laughs a little and then puts his hand on Bao's head, and Bao shakes it off, and Lu smiles and says, "As long as the lady of the house likes it," and then hugs her, and Bao is looking at them, not too happy with the hug. He then drags his mom outside to create some distance and separation between her and Lu, and asks if they can get a pet monkey, and she jokes about them already having one named Bao, and then he mentions how pretty the flowers are, and as they are looking at the flowers, V looks up and sees Van creepily watching them. She's just standing there, and it's a bit of a jump scare for V, who stands up. And when Lu comes around to tell the two of them to wash up for dinner, he says hi to Van and tells V that she is Mrs. Hong's daughter-in-law, and V smiles at her and bows a little hello, and Van just walks away. And then V asks who Mrs. Hong is, and Lu says she is the landowner, and it kind of cuts away. We then see them later that night having dinner, and this is when we meet Rai and her parents, who work on the land, and they are helping with the dinner. They have some light conversation. Soong jokes that the meat Bao likes is wolf meat, which makes him want to go home, and then V compliments the cooking, and Rai says if she could afford it, her mom would open a restaurant. Rai then asks Lu why he doesn't take off the glove on his right hand, and V mentions that he burnt it while cooking, so taking it off would be more uncomfortable than keeping it on, and Lu jokes that it was a lesson he will never forget. Don't play with fire. Foreshadowing. Suing then asks the three of them to join them, so Rai and her parents to join them for dinner, and says that Lu and V are a welcoming couple, but Rai says that they have more to do in the kitchen. V then gives Rai's mother a gift, and as Rai is walking away, Song slaps her butt, and then Lu tells V that he has a secret, and it's that the two cabins are part of his experimental homestay project, and that's where I'm gonna leave it. We meet the other characters the next day as V and Bao are settling in, and we find out about that body we first saw and meet the two detectives in the second episode. But each episode you find out a little bit more of the mysteries of Scarlet Hill and all the bizarre things that happen as soon as Lu, V, and Bao arrive. There are parts of the plot that you'll probably guess right away, but they also do a pretty good job of making you think one thing and then revealing it. That it's like something completely else, only to reveal a whole other part that further complicates and reveals what really happened and why. It can be a little confusing and keeps you engaged a little bit longer than some of these types of shows usually do. But let's get to my likes and dislikes. So overall, I wasn't a big fan of this show. I thought it was pretty slow at times. The episodes felt longer than they really were. Some of the acting wasn't that good. I didn't like the storyline with what happened to Mrs. V and how the therapist went about how she was going to help her. It seemed really cruel and unnecessary, and it put me off almost immediately. I'm not a fan of these types of mystery thriller shows, so it has to be unbelievable for me to enjoy it, and this just wasn't for me. And again, it started off with like the way the therapist acted I think you find out in episode one, not a fan. It wasn't horrible, and if you like slow burner thriller shows, then you might like this show, but the slow part of that slow burn for me was too slow. I need a little bit more happening at all times to keep my attention. I will say when things are happening in the show, it is pretty good. It just feels like there's a lot of downtime in between the things. And they do a good job of keeping the mystery alive. At times I thought I had figured it out, but then they explained why this thing happened and how it had nothing to do with that thing, and that did help in making it watchable because I wanted to know what happened, so it got me through all the way to the final episode. If you guys watched the show, let me know what you liked or didn't like about it. Again, not my favorite, absolutely not my least favorite, but not my favorite. So for the things that stood out, there wasn't a lot actually while watching the show, but we do see a funeral, or burial rather, in episode 4. It happens in the woods, which is probably more to do with where they live than with any sort of religion or cultural aspect, but I tried to find what religion the practices we see belong to, and I couldn't figure it out. The five biggest religions in Vietnam are Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Catholicism, and Cao Dai, and when I was looking at the different burial practices of those religions, nothing matched what we see, so if you know what religion or cultural practices they are performing, please let me know. But that was the only thing that really stood out to me. If you guys watch the show and anything stands out to you, let me know. So for words and phrases, in this show I was able to pick up two new words, and they are pretty simple. And before I say them, I will mention again the way that I did with the characters that Vietnamese is a tonal language. There are 6 total tones, and they change the meaning of a word completely depending on which one you use. As an English speaker, it's hard to hear the difference in the tones, so while I am trying my best, I may think I'm saying the word exactly the same as the person in the show, but I'm actually saying something completely different, so I do apologize to my Vietnamese listeners in advance if I say something offensive. That is not my intention, and I will, as always, say what the word means so you know what I'm trying to say, and if I am completely wrong, then please let me know. But the first is toi, spelt T-H-O-I, and the O has a circumflex above it, which is the upside down V accent, and it means stop. I will say there are some characters that pronounce it in different ways, or it sounds like they're pronouncing it in different ways, and I know that there are different dialects in Vietnamese as well. North and South are, I think, the two main ones, but there are a couple ways that they pronounce this word differently in the show. I double-checked online, and the way I just said it does seem like the most popular way to say it, so again, toi, and it means stop. The next word is the word hong, and it is spelled K-H-O-N-G, and again, the O has the circumflex accent above it, and in the show it's translated as no, though online it is translated as are not, so I'm not quite sure, but hong and the show is translated as no. Like I said, these are pretty simple toy and hong, which is why I was able to pick them up. As always, if I'm saying these wrong, please let me know. And if you guys watch this show and pick up any new words or phrases, then let me know. As far as familiar faces go, I wasn't able to recognize any of the actors. If you guys do, then let me know so I can watch more of their work. But that's all I have for you guys as far as Scarlet Hill goes. I haven't seen anything about there being a second season. I don't really know how they would make a second season out of it. I'll keep an eye out as always, but I don't think I'll be giving it a watch if a second season does come out. As I said earlier, it wasn't my least favorite show, but it didn't really do anything for me overall. I'm glad I watched it, but yeah, I won't be watching a second season. If you guys give it a chance, let me know what you thought about it and if you liked or disliked it. As always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at officialhysi. You can check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/officialhysi, and if you have any show suggestions or feedback, you can email me at haveyouseenit1@gmail.com. That is the number one, not the word. I hope you all have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and healthy, and I will see you next week, where I will be talking about the mystery crime drama Maestro in Blue from Greece. Have you seen it? Because I have.